4, HKX, monitoring.
KO 4, CES.
Andrew. Today, agent.
Fortunate to get off the last few Fridays, kind of early, so I told him I'd stay late this one. Pull my weight, right?
I see you. That beam's supposed to be here.
I know, hopefully, you know, they'll ship it today. That's probably just printing out the label, but we shall see. Hopefully I can see the printing notification when I get home, but I don't think I've seen it yet.
You want those standoffs?
Mine horizontally, and I'm going to do kind of what you did with yours, except it'll be horizontal.
Do is lower mine down and rotate it in the clamps to make it horizontal.
You can't get in the repeater anymore, though?
How many directional up on top of there?
Our experiment, I want to try some horizontal with a beam.
Get your curiosity up, doesn't it?
Especially since we heard other people talking, you know. If you hadn't heard that, then, you know, I might just say, well, sideband's dead on 2 meters, but obviously it's not, because there were other people. At least 2 other people on, right?
At least that. But I was talking to Jerry yesterday, and he was telling me there's quite a bit of traffic around.
Oh, and when to try to, you know, turn it on 2 meter single sideband. I mean, because otherwise it's just going to be dead air most of the time, but then I guess if you get lucky, I don't know.
Could be like 10 meters where it's open, but nobody's really using it, so they don't think it's open.
Times when 2 meters will open up, I use the, I don't know if I've ever sent you the link to it. There's a website that uses APRS networks, and if a repeater is picked up or a digipeater has been picked up at so many hundreds of miles away, it'll show an area on the map where it was picked up, so that means it's showing kind of an opening on sporadic E or whatever it is for 2 meters.
There's all kinds of stuff out there for that. DX should do it. Just big veins long. I mean, there's probably all kinds of stuff out there for that.
I know DX Maps will do it, but I think it just uses user reports. That one website I found was interesting because it uses APRS beacons. So I thought that was pretty neat, because that's something that's always kind of bouncing around. And I've seen some where you pick up one up here and it'll be picked up by a site down in like Florida or something. I mean, that's a haul.
Well, it's just like that contact I sent you there on YouTube today, where it is 1,000 miles away on 2 meter sideband. That's crazy.
Both of them were on verticals, or was the distance so much that the polarization didn't matter?
Clue, but I mean, no matter what, that's still a long contact for 2 meters.
It's of 1,000 miles on a 2 meter single sideband.
Supposed to be back this weekend.
Road now, they're on the other side of Columbia, so they're going to have to come through Columbia traffic. So I think right now they're probably looking at about maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock, so still got a while.
How's it cleaned up?
A little bit yesterday, make sure all the dishes were out of the sink, and, you know, try to pick it up a little bit. That way she didn't come home to a dirty, messy house.
I don't know what kind of trouble that would be.
This one is just my mess.
Hello, Hey, it's Captain Stone, KO 4. Hey, could you check the email and get a chance to
check it here in a little bit.
Fuck, I think I'm going to have to get an external speaker for my radio. I mean, it does a good job, but I didn't make out any of that just due to the truck noise.
Sometimes it's hard for me and the tool truck, too. The extra noise is just tough. Pipe is back now, so I'm going to have to clear out. You you have a good trip on home, and I hope every family makes it in all right. So I'm going to say 73 KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
But you all have a good weekend. Enjoy the rod run, and hopefully catch you on the air sometime again. Not Monday. But yeah, I'm just about to pull in the driveway here in another minute or two. So KO4 CEF, and I will be clear.